cliffcentral.com.
It's a Thursday and it's 10 o'clock and that means it's Wedding Central time. We are back with you all. I have Kylie in studio,
of course.
My co-host. And in studio today we have Janine and Jolene with us. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fabulous. So what we're talking about today is gay weddings. And we have them, and they're a couple and they just recently got married in December. And we just kind of want to bust some myths perhaps of what people think happens with gay weddings, or just kind of give more insight into gay weddings, I think, because I think South Africa is still a long way away in terms of kind of opening their minds and kind of accepting what gay weddings are, whatever the case. I think it's great where we are and that they're legal, but I think we still have a long way to go in that sense. But Janine and Jolene, why don't you tell us a little bit about your I want to say courtship. How long have you guys been together and that kind of story?
Right, so I think, you know, for us, we started dating, I can't even remember now. I think it's 2.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We got engaged pretty quickly. I think we were together for 3 months, moved in together, engaged after 5. And then we had a fairly long engagement period and got married 3 months ago now.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Was there any reason why your engagement was so long? Is it a finance thing? What caused the engagement to be so long?
Well, weddings are generally pretty expensive, but right. I think, you know, technically speaking, the lesbian urge to merge happens quite quickly. and it's always good just to test the waters a little bit and sort of see that the person you're with is not actually a psycho, because most of us are.
I think that's human beings. I don't think
it doesn't matter what your sexual preference.
Yeah, I think that's just human beings in general.
Yeah, so just to take a step back, we met on the 31st of October.
Okay.
Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
Oh,
lovely.
And started dating on the 28th of November, the next month, and I had moved in by the February.
Wow.
So within 3 months I was moving in and we were living together. So I think the sort of the intern, sort of the engagement ship
right.
type period
right.
was longer, just so we could double check that it
went both. No, listen, and Joe moved from Durban to Joburg as well. So it wasn't
Funny
Hill to Sandton. It was pretty extreme.
That was that's a sacrifice. That's giving up this.
I always used to speak to my mom about love and how I would never get married or anything
like
that. You know, I saw myself living with 10 cats and
cat lady.
And you sort of meet someone, and my mom always said, you know what, Joe, when you know, you know.
Mm.
And upon meeting Janine, I just knew. And
right.
you know, it wasn't really a big decision as much as it was moving a province.
Mm.
It was just the right thing at the time.
And did you face any challenges with your families?
Not at all from my side.
For me, obviously, moving from Durbs to Joburg.
Yes.
Is your family based in Durban?
My family is based in Durban.
Okay.
My sister had lived in the UK for 8 years, and mm-hmm. she had given birth to three of her beautiful sons in the UK.
Okay.
They had then moved back to Durban. I think it was about 2 years before I moved to Joburg.
Oh, so
I had then started to develop this very close bond with my nephew.
Mm.
So that was for me the biggest sort of hardship.
Shame,
but
sure.
The family would never stop me from following my heart
right.
and the love of my life.
So. Right.
Oh, it's lovely. Aww.
And then tell us about this engagement. Now, this is just a general question, and perhaps maybe some people don't maybe think. I think the misconception is that people always want to assign gender roles within a gay relationship, which I think is completely wrong. So what happens with the engagement? Who decided to pop the question? How did that all come about?
I think for us it was a race, you know.
Fastest so live cool. longer.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, that it's not a I'm the man, she's the man
right.
type thing. It's, you know, it's just I wanted to marry her, she wanted to marry me. And,
right.
you know, engagement in the process is a lot longer than just actually popping the question.
That's it.
You know, there's planning, there's ordering the ring, there's
right.
deciding what to get. And I think it was the beginning of December that I spoke to a mate of mine who's a goldsmith in the UK. And I
right.
said, I would like a ring. And that's when we started planning. It was made in the UK, sent
oh,
over.
Oh, wonderful.
Took a while. And
how did you get her size?
Sneaky.
Yeah.
sort of bought a little cheap ring here. I was like, hey, what do you think of this? See where it fits, you know, sussed it
okay.
out a little bit. But Joe luckily didn't pick up on a thing, which was lovely.
Right.
So, once I got the ring, I think I had it It was delivered sort of middle of February.
Right.
And then it was time to sort of sort out the engagement right. And the planning.
Did you have to like hide it? Obviously.
Yeah.
So, because when you live together, it's harder because.
No, it's a bit tricky.
Like, do you share jewelry as well?
Yeah.
Okay, that must be so cool.
Yeah.
Do you share clothes?
I'm a bit bigger than her. So
I suppose we would, though. You know, like cupboards all sort of together.
Right.
We definitely share socks. That's an argument most mornings. You know?
That's everyone.
I think it doesn't matter. Yeah. This one's missing. It's your fault. No, it's in the table. But yeah, the engagement. What had happened was I told Jo that we were going camping,
right.
Knowing that she's totally not a camper. and I thought this would be funny, you know,
right.
Being a funny girl. And got her to take the day off on a Friday, got her packed or told her that the car was packed and she didn't need to do anything. So Grumpy walked down the stairs and got into the car.
Grumpy.
Yeah, no, she was not impressed. She was like, you know, how can you do this to
right.
me? You know, it's disgusting and dirty. And we started our 5-hour trip, which she didn't know was 5 hours. And every hour I gave her like a cue card,
okay.
Which I'd designed and had printed. And the first one said camping, and I tried to sort of make it seem like this is going to be fun and exciting.
Right.
And I think the first definition was, you know, where people leave the comfort of their own homes and sort of pick up like a Neanderthal. I figured then that she
you
might
can see my face reading this.
So, yeah, and you had no suspicion whatsoever?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, I was just like, oh, shame, at least she's trying to make it romantic.
Because okay.
You are really not keen.
No. So I figured that would be the point, that she would start picking up on things, and she just didn't, you know. The next card came, and I spoke about, what was it? I said we're not going camping.
Right.
And then you could see the deer in the headlights face of, you know, what are we actually doing then? You know, it's confusing.
Right.
An hour later, we then got to the next card, and I said we're going glamping.
Mm.
And then you could see sort of trying to figure out what glamping is.
Is, yeah.
And the next card was then a YouTube link with a video of where we were going.
Of course.
And an explanation of what we would be doing. And the weekend entailed, you know, massages, a 5-star safari resort with game drives,
love.
And spa treatments, and it was lovely.
Yeah.
And she just got excited.
Right. Because
like,
it's a spoil.
It's yeah.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing.
It's a nice romantic weekend away.
Right.
And what I'd done is I'd organized for after the first game drive that we would have drinks back at the main lodge.
Right.
And then they would set up a private dinner and everything in our tented camp area.
Ah, I see.
And I'd pretended to Jo that we were going to have dinner at the lodge.
Okay.
And the game ranger then came to call us to say it was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's just go and get changed. And she was like, no, we're fine. We don't need to go back.
Oh, no.
Like, come on.
I was like, no.
It's always got to be that span
like
in
this,
the words.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'd seen someone that I knew from a few years ago. So I was like, nah, man, we're catching up here, having a few drinks.
It's nice,
chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything, you know, hinges on that one plan. And if you can't get the person to the right place, you know,
yeah.
It's not going to happen. So a little bit panicked. I was like, babe, I'm cold. And she's like, it's summer. You know? What do you do? Anyway, begrudgingly, Jo got into the game drive vehicle and we drove back to the tent.
Yeah.
And it was all pretty with roses and St. Joseph's lilies, which is quite symbolic for us. Had dinner and she still had no idea what was happening.
Really? No, man. I'm sure at some point you must have been like, okay, something.
I was just really stoked that we weren't camping.
That like overtook everything.
That was like paramount.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet, man. Yeah. And then did you do the whole bended knee?
I did, yeah. But you know, what had happened, just to get into like a little bit of overshare and too much detail.
It's great. We love
we
that.
We like that.
Love that, yeah.
They had run a bath with the bottle of Moët next to the bath with
right.
champagne, and well, obviously champagne, but rose petals and all of this.
Uh-huh.
So Jo immediately before dinner climbs in there. So, yeah. So I'm like, awesome, so now we've got to wait a little bit. But then there's the whole sort of problem of, you know, I wanted to propose with a ring in the box.
Oh, right.
And tiny pajamas don't have pockets.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, now it's the middle of summer.
Now you're like sticking it in your boob and teeny your boob.
You can't have like a full-on gown on.
No. So I had to put on like long pajama pants, and I'd luckily planned for like a couple of things.
So right. Not sexy, hey?
Not sexy at all. Long pajama pants, like a decently sized pair of socks, so I could stash the box in the socks. And then, you know, Jo still hadn't picked up anything. I was walking a little bit funny because it was sort of on the inside of my calf.
I just thought she'd had too many beers. But
no, so had dinner and then, yeah, it came time to get down on one knee and I couldn't get the box out the sock.
Oh, no.
So Joe sort of looked at me going like, babe, what are you doing? You know?
I got an itch.
Then pulled out the box, opened it. She saw this and just started crying.
Aww.
Said what I needed to say. And what did you say, babe?
Yes, please. One thing my mom always so drilled cute. In was good manners. If someone asks you to marry them, you say yes, please.
Oh, that is such a sweet, sweet story.
Was there any challenges you faced with the proposal, though? Like at the game, you know, being a same-sex couple, were the game lodge people, were they okay with everything?
They were really cool. You know, like we were very fortunate. I think in most sort of instances, we haven't had any of the homophobes or the bigots or the guys who are going, no, we don't like this. You know, we've got a lot of
guys find it sexy. So they're like, yeah. Oh, go right ahead. You know? But I think the other way around, and I think we should do one with two gay guys.
Yeah.
Just see the difference.
Yeah.
No, the game lodge was awesome. And the place we were at is just absolutely stunning. They treated us brilliantly.
Fabulous.
You know, and it worked out so nicely.
Yeah. Do you know of any couples perhaps in your circle, or if you've heard of any that have had issues perhaps with homophobes or some kind of discrimination, really?
Yeah. So I think, you know, luckily, you know, it seems like South Africa's moving forward very much in a sense. You know, we've got a couple of friends who got married 10 years ago.
Right.
And they couldn't find a wedding venue. So they had their wedding in a restaurant, which they converted completely.
Right.
Then we've got other friends that got married, I think, 3 or 4 years ago now. And 50% of the venues they looked at said no.
There's still some out there that won't.
Yeah, there's a few. But, you know, there's the thing of, you know, constitutionally it's incorrect.
Yes.
You know, it's discriminatory.
100%.
And if people do take them to court, they're going to lose.
100%.
But, you know,
because you're infringing on human rights.
Big time. Mm. But also there's a lot of religious barriers, you know, and then you've got to respect people's religions at the same time.
Mm.
And, you know, we've made our choice and other people make theirs and that's okay.
Right.
And I think, you know, if they're not happy with it, that's cool. We'll just go somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
You don't want to, I mean, you don't want to start your life as a married couple at a place where they're not really keen.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know, you never know what's going to actually happen. Then the wedding planning actually starts, right? So how did you guys find the actual wedding planning process?
Two brides.
Yeah, two brides. I mean, you know, there's that term bridezilla, but I don't know if it's like to the max with two. How is that whole process?
I think the expectation would be, sorry, I'm talking a lot here, Joe. You
can see where's the fence in the relationship.
Oh, nice one. I think the expectation would be very much of bridezillas. You know, I mean, a lot of my straight friends have recently got married, and guys, if you're listening, I apologize, but they were hardcore.
Right?
You know, like I was a bridesmaid for a wedding, and geez, we were busy. You know? There's a couple of things we needed to do, and Joe and I sort of said, you know, we just want to rock up and have a nice time.
Right.
And that was our sort of like motto and our mantra the whole time.
We
found a beautiful venue in Mulderslift, had a look at that, booked that, decided we were going to get married in September this year.
Right.
So still coming. And we sort of sat back and relaxed and thought, hey, we got so much time.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then I went overseas in October. I think I was away for like 12 nights, which was the longest we've ever been away from each other.
Yeah, shit.
I know. It's it's quite cute, actually.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
And I think I was sitting on a beach in Greece and I messaged Joe and I said, this is enough now. It's time. Let's get married.
Right.
And,
see, absence makes that
for yes. Exactly.
Yeah, so we picked a date. We decided that Boxing Day would be a clever idea because, you know, everyone's available.
Oh, until we did this podcast, didn't we?
My heart is like already in my shoes. Yeah, many questions for that. Yeah.
Okay, so we decided, you know, Durban would be a cool place to do it because A, that's where we met.
Right.
And B, it's completely convenient. My folks were going to be there for Christmas holidays. Yeah. So his family's all there. And we thought, hey, let's just do a small, intimate, close friends and family sort of wedding.
How many people
super
is intimate?
Busy?
Well, yeah, intimate's the problem. So
yeah, you know that.
How do you define intimate? So we started our list on 275.
Oh my god!
Shucks. Intimate wedding? What?
Yeah, so all of the people that didn't crack the knot in the end, you guys were there originally. So 275. Then we carefully whittled down to I think 165. So we were quite ruthless.
Okay.
Then we whittled down again, and towards the end we had 42 people, including ourselves.
Wow. So creme de la creme, eh?
Did you have some of your friends that were upset that didn't?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But they talk to you still?
Yeah, I think so. you know, a couple of people we prepped before the time and said, hey, listen, we are getting married. We're doing small family.
Right.
You know, with family and a small amount of friends.
Right.
And it was literally aunts and uncles, first cousins, and that's kind of where we drew the line. Okay. And it was bridesmaids and four mates each. That was it.
So just bearing in mind, we decided this 5 weeks before the actual wedding day.
So it was also just like a time thing. Okay.
And with being Boxing Day, it is generally a family day anyway.
Exactly.
So most of your guests would have struggled a little bit.
We factored that in, sort of hoping that would be the reason for most people to go, oh, it's okay, we understand, you know.
But some people didn't
work like that. You know? Like, no, they would have changed their overseas holidays and they would have come.
You're scaring me.
That's a friend.
We're also doing a very small wedding, and I'm just like, oh God. Like, that
high
guest list is so touchy. It's a stressful thing.
I just keep saying, I am invited. Hey.
Dun, dun, dun.
Until the invites go out.
Yeah. Then we'll see.
We may not have a show.
Okay, so then, you're now doing this guest list, and you're deciding on why the 26th? I understand the whole family day thing, but was it just a time pressure thing? Did you want to do it perhaps 2016? You wanted it to be done, or?
Well, you know, funny story there. Joe wanted everything to be even numbers. Which was strange because our original wedding date was going to be, what was it, the 23rd
all
of
odd.
September, all odds.
Now
we swung it around. So we thought, okay, well, 22nd could work. 23rd's a little bit tight with Christmas. 24th is obviously very family.
Right.
25th being Christmas. Then we thought, hey, 26th public holiday, then our wedding anniversary is on a public holiday.
Works.
Yeah, you know, this can work.
Yeah.
Not realizing that my suppliers take a break.
Yes.
Yeah.
We spoke about this in Tommy.
I wanted to say, shucks, who did you bribe and how much did you bribe? Like, it was a lot, I'm sure.
So, do you want to pitch in here?
So originally, we spoke to my family with them being in Durbs, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And they were all super keen because they wouldn't have to travel outside of Durban.
Right.
stay there. And so we were originally going to have it at my sister's place.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in a nice sort of estate. Mm-hmm. And we were going to do a little small, intimate garden type
vibe.
Ceremony vibe.
Yeah.
And she was then frantically trying to organize caterers. We were going to do a spit bra.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, then
love
you need a marquee. Mm. You need tables. You need chairs. You need cutlery, crockery, all that stuff.
Right,
but we
right.
thought, we can just have a bra.
Yeah. You know? The same way we were. We're just having a few people
exactly.
over. Right.
So she then realized that there was no one available to do these things for us on that day.
Mm.
So she then started looking at different venues.
Mm. Okay.
And quite fortunately, we stumbled upon this gem of a venue, and it's got a really odd name. It's called Crinkly Bottom. When I told my mom, she was like, oh, it's so nice that you've picked a venue in honor of me. But this venue is stunning, and it's very rustic and very quaint, but also very chic and very glamorous at the
right.
same time.
Yeah.
And it just fitted everything
I love
perfectly.
The name.
Crinkly Bottom. How is
lovely.
It? Yeah?
It's in Waterfall. It's beautiful.
Right.
Go check it out. They've got a function coordinator there by the name of Udine.
Yeah.
If you want anything done, she's your go-to girl.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have to stress about anything.
That's
we didn't have
so
to do
good.
Anything. She sort of said, hey, what about this? What about this? Do you want this? And we got everything done for less money than it would have cost us to do it at Kelly's house.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, which
was fabulous. What a save.
No, it was stunning.
And then in terms of now the nitty-gritty, like, because now I guess that because you had family there, at least they were doing kind of any running around, I guess, or whatever the case is. But did any of you particularly take on, like, planning roles specifically? Like, was there somebody that was particularly planner in charge or, you know?
Yeah, so obviously with us only having 5 weeks to go,
right.
And it being December, I had luckily already applied for a few weeks of leave. So I headed to Durban early.
Okay.
And my sister owns a Facebook group called Upper Highway Buy, Swap and Sell.
Okay.
And this group has 75,000 plus members
right.
on it.
Mm.
So
right.
she basically, from that sort of getting the other suppliers like DJs, photographers,
right.
Things like that, she helped with that side of things.
Okay.
When I was in Durban, I then was on the ground actually trying to meet these people to see if they were legit
psychopaths. Yeah.
You know, Janine was obviously very much more the back here, still at work, mm-hmm. doing the Excel spreadsheets.
Yes,
and,
budget.
Well, you know, we set out a budget. And I'm in Durban.
You look at each other like
sticking to the budget and trying to negotiate things.
Yes.
And this one is off. But it's, we only get married once. And it's buying things.
So it doesn't matter what. If you're male or female, it still happens.
Yep. Always. Yeah. Budget is going to be a problem.
I can just imagine as two females, I mean, it's generally the brides that want more. Was it not a challenge? Just
to like rein it in.
Yeah.
No, definitely. And I think from my side, very much so, I enjoy shopping and I enjoy buying things and this is pretty and I want it. And trying to sort of get that across to Jo and be like, I found this thing. It would fit so nicely. And she's like, but babe, do we need it? And I'm like, no, but I want it.
No. It's amazing how always there's two different.
Yeah, that's why. I think that's why the relationships work. Some balances. Yeah, no, yeah.
Then I'd buy it anyway and just put it in the car.
We all do. You walk out, is that new?
No,
my love. You know what? Yeah.
Oh, I found it on sale.
Yeah. When it came to attire, if you have such a short time frame and it's December, and I can imagine, well, obviously both of you are now apart because she's gone down early or whatever the case is. What did you do for wedding dresses? Did you both wear wedding dresses?
Yes, we did.
Yes. So I was in Durban, and there was I can't remember the name of the place, but there was a bridal shop. Mm. And I decided, you know what, I'm not going to buy a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. I only plan on getting married once.
Right.
So I don't ever plan on needing another one.
Yeah. Right.
So I thought, let me just go and see what I can rent for the day. Mm-hmm. Went with my mom, my sister, and my gran, and we went dress shopping.
So you don't shop together?
Yeah.
At all?
No. Okay.
So you still keep it a surprise? And,
yes. Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
And went shopping, and I think I literally tried on about 20 to 30 dresses, and I liked, they didn't like. And my mom, I think she's been watching too much
TV. Yes to the dress.
Yeah. Say yes to the dress. Yeah. So she was convinced until she cried the dress was not right.
Oh my gosh, because
she had to cry. Yeah.
That's my mom. But eventually I put one on and they all loved it.
And
I loved
cried.
It. And she cried. my gran cried, and my gran's not a crier.
Oh, wow.
So,
stunning.
Yeah, that was the dress. We just had it altered and things like that. But Janine had no idea. We sent her a few trick shots of dresses.
Of what it could be.
Black wedding dresses, pink ones.
Of my mom saying, oops, wrong group, you know, because we've got a family group.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
I saw on a Facebook page the other day that a lady was posting, I want to surprise my fiance on my wedding day with this type of hair. And she posted a picture of a lady with pink hair. I was like, oh my God, this is a model. Like, you know, what if she now decides to
actually do it? Oh my God.
Dye her thing. I know. It's quite scary. And I just looked at her profile pic and I didn't think it would quite work.
Yeah. They say that people are most nervous on their wedding day because they're so scared of what their partners are going to look like.
Mm.
Because people always go the extra mile, and sometimes the extra mile is wrong direction.
Yeah.
And so you don't actually know what's going to walk down the aisle.
Jacques thought
you.
I was
going
to have a black wedding dress. We kept teasing, and a friend of ours, Lani, where we got the dress from, she would constantly say, yeah, there's like a little bit of black in, you know, at one of the functions, he was like, if Carly walks down that aisle in a black dress, I will not marry her. And he was serious. Hey, he was so angry and he just left. And Lani was like, oh my God, are you sure you want to marry this guy? He was quite aggressive about that.
No, we teased each other extensively about dresses.
Right?
I had mine made and Jo rented hers. Mm. So I was quite lucky in a very short space of
time. Yeah, I was going to say, how did you manage with that short time frame to get your
lucky?
So I've
got
a really
good friend of mine who used to own a bridal shop and she had a couple of bits and pieces and tried on a couple of full dresses and she said, you know what's going to work? We'll take this and add this.
Oh, just
stunning.
Okay,
yeah, chopping, we got a bit of this and a bit of that and we made
Fab.
It work. And it was quite interesting in the sense of, you know, Jo and I have very sort of specific tastes when it comes to sort of dress sense.
Right.
You know? So I knew we would be quite different.
Right.
But it was vastly different.
Really?
You know, our dresses were chalk and cheese, which
really?
Is lovely. You know, Jo's was a very sort of white with a lot of lace and a lot of detail.
I'd like to say it's because I'm so pure.
Wouldn't we all, though? Wouldn't we all?
So modest. But mine was sort of like an ivory off-white.
Right.
Sort of less on the detail, a couple of pearls here and there. And then I wore my supergas. I'm very much a tacky girl.
Oh, lovely.
So none of the
comfort
heels.
Comfort is key.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, especially when you're on gravel and, you know, plan on drinking copious amounts of beer, you know, it's probably better not
stability,
to fall down.
Stability. Okay. Did you both wear a veil or did any of you wear a veil?
I wore a veil. I didn't originally plan on wearing a veil, but when I was getting my final dress fitting done, the dressmaker or the lady who does the adjustment, she put the veil on, and that again threw my mom into a ball of tears.
Aww.
So I thought, hey, let me go for a bit of effect here.
Right, for the wow.
It's the one day I'm going to be wearing a long dress and a wedding dress. So I went with it. I didn't put it over my face. I just sort of had it hanging around the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it added a bit of a nice touch.
Mm. No, that's gorgeous. In terms of your procession, how you entered the ceremony, how did you guys decide who perhaps goes first? Who walked you guys down the aisle?
So it's a good question. Obviously, both of us are quite close to our parents. Mm-hmm. We value them quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And even though we had a typically sort of kind of traditional type wedding because we both wore dresses,
right?
We shared away from tradition in that we had both of our parents walk us down the aisle.
Beautiful.
So it started off initially with Janine and her mom who walked down. So
did you see each other before the you walked down?
So okay, when did you
Okay.
let's finish with the walking.
So
okay.
there were two bridges from different sides,
okay.
Which would lead towards the altar.
Okay.
So Janine walked first with her mom. Janine's dad was waiting halfway down the aisle. Her mom walked her to her dad, and then all three of them walked to the front. And the same with me. So my mom walked me towards my dad, who was standing halfway, and then all three of us walked towards the front. So
I can imagine there being a lot of tears because, I mean, you see your bride walking down the aisle, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And then to see two. It's just so exciting.
Yeah, I remember as I was walking down, Janine had her back to me, and all I could see was, wow, she looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
She hadn't turned around yet, but I was just telling my mom, she looks so beautiful.
And stunning. We're looking at the photos now.
Yeah.
We'll post it. Well, we've actually posted it on Facebook.
We have posted one, yeah.
You looked
so
amazing.
Gorgeous. So gorgeous. Yeah. I'm getting goosebumps. I forgot my train of thought now.
In terms of the actual ceremony, in terms of who married you, did you struggle to find somebody who is registered to officiate same-sex wedding?
Yeah, so what's interesting is there's different laws that govern same-sex.
Did you know this before the process?
Well, inclination.
Okay.
You know,
that it might be a bit harder.
I didn't realize that, you know, you had to have a separate license to marry same-sex people.
Yeah.
So you can find the best wedding officiator in the world who is incredible and just moves people and has the most amazing things to say, but they don't have that little
license. Yeah.
That doesn't allow them to do it. Fortunately, the first website that I stumbled upon happened to be licensed. And this lady, her name's Fiona Briggs.
Right.
If anyone's in KZN, she's phenomenal.
Right.
Just very light-hearted, very easygoing, focuses on love and you know, just the couple more than anything else. And she was there and sorted everything out, and it was beautiful.
Fabulous. It's just the license, but everything else is pretty standard in terms of
like the antenuptial contracts and all of that.
Everything's exactly the same. So we went through the ANC process, which is relatively easy. Just get a decent lawyer to do it.
Yeah, right.
Sign the paperwork and go and have coffee.
Right.
You know, we keep it simple. Rock up and have a nice time.
I wish most couples would do that. Can you actually?
It's not a big deal. Get it done.
Get it all
and
in
move
place
on,
and sort it out. Then chatted to Fiona, sort of said, this is what we want to do. She sort of spoke through the legality of everything and said, you know, basically in South African law, marriage and civil unions are identical.
Right.
Instead of taking the Marriage Act and just adding a little sort of subsection onto it.
Right.
Somehow a whole new act was written, which is the Civil Union Act. And that's where the licensing comes in. So she said, you know, not a lot of people are licensed with that because there is obviously an additional cost and this kind of thing. But she said essentially it's the same
thing. It's the same thing,
So we got our marriage certificate on the day, signed the register, popped into Home Affairs, and now both of us are Mortimers.
Whose surname is it?
That's mine.
Because I'm sure that becomes an issue when you're deciding who's... I mean, I didn't want to ever lose my surname to Jacques, but, you know, when...
Really?
How did you decide that? I didn't want
Martina?
It's an interesting sort of, not a topic of debate, but we did discuss it, I think, quite a few times. Obviously, both speaking to our parents. And
Did families take offense to any of the name changes?
Not really, because we initially wanted to double barrel it.
Okay.
So both would double barrel.
Preacher Mortimer or Mortimer Preacher. We couldn't quite find the right ring to it.
Right.
And then we were speaking to Janine's mom, and being the practical person that she is, she said, imagine filling in forms. That's two surnames of 8 letters each.
You won't have space on most of the
good
forms.
Good point.
So we just decided to stick with one. And, you know, change is as good as a holiday for me. So instead of being Janine Preacher, I could deal with Janine Mortimer. And Jo is a registered biokineticist. So for her to practice, she's got to practice under her
Surname.
Okay. It's just a little bit easier to change, and I'm not too adverse to change.
Oh, 100%. I have no issues with changing my surname.
No, but also I'd built my business based on my
Carly Collins.
Now, in terms of the costs, how did you work out who pays for what? In terms of family. You know, sometimes the groom's family pays for this, like in tradition. Was there any of that coming in?
Did you guys pay for your own weddings? Did families pitch in?
Yeah, you know, I think we sort of steered away from tradition in that sense. So we decided we wanted to contribute a little bit because it was our day as well.
Right.
So what we thought would be the best way to do it is actually just to split it equally amongst the families and ourselves, which we did. So everyone put in a certain value, and we spent that.
Oh my God!
Well,
that
within our
sounds
budget,
so
within your budget, a little budget prince coming in. Rolling your
so
eyes.
So family contributed budget wise, and we contributed the rest.
And then, in terms of your prep during that week, I don't know when Janine came in then to Durban. How much did you do together in terms of, like, perhaps, I don't know, pampering or makeup or hair trials? I don't know if you got trials done because of the time frame, you know, that week. How was the prep? Plus, also, you guys had to deal with Christmas in the middle of all of that.
Yeah. So did you see each other the day before?
We did.
Okay,
so Janine got, you drove in on the 23rd, which was the Thursday, I think, and we were getting married on the Monday.
Okay.
So the big thing with my sister, obviously, and my nephews is we didn't want to take away from the
Christmas
aspect of things. So we had to very much focus on Christmas Day being special and Christmas as it is.
Ooh, you must have had knots in your stomach.
It was actually fine. No. I think because everything was done.
Okay.
And the venue was so accommodating and things. So
they put you guys at ease.
I can't remember the exact order. You'd probably remember, but we had to do nails, toes.
It was chaos. Absolutely chaos.
Mayhem.
Just sort of going all so calmly. We did this and we did this. No, we ran around like headless chickens.
Also like that time of year where everything is full. Like all the malls, all the salons, everything's like chock-a-block.
No, it was nuts. So I think on the one day we sort of I think it was the 24th, the day before Christmas, we spent the whole day setting up the venue, getting everything right. In between that, we then went off to have our nails done. And that was both of us at the same time having hands and feet. And I think the funniest thing was the nail technicians. Two young, ditzy little things.
Bless their hearts.
Yes. Fascinated about the sort of concept of gay marriage. You know, and it was just entertaining for us, I suppose, and also just sort of seeing people's reactions. Like now, if I introduce Jo as my wife, you know, often it's the deer in the headlights. Like, what did she just say?
It's like a 2 second couldn't pause. Have.
Yeah.
And the head moves back, and then they're like, no,
okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
No, we had chaos the few days sort of before the wedding, but I mean, it was fun chaos. Everything kind of worked. Kelly, Jo's sister, is very meticulous in her planning and her organization.
Fab.
And my mom did all the decorations, so the signboards, and really personalized it nicely.
Oh,
so
she
added the special touch.
Yeah, and your trials in terms of hair and makeup, did you get a chance to, or were you just kind of hoping for the best on
Not
the day?
At all. No, so on the Thursday morning when you drove in, I think it was a 6 o'clock in the morning appointment with my hairdresser, so she could color the hair and just get an idea of what I wanted.
Right.
So that was pretty much the extent of what I had. She only met Janine on the day of
the wedding.
After coming to me, rushes through to Janine and
threw her a solid curveball. Because Joe decided it would be a great idea for us to get dressed in different venues so we can see each other, which is nice, but logistically a problem when you're sharing makeup and hair people.
Yeah.
So
shame.
Makeup would go here and then hair would come here and then it would swap, and eventually old hair lady arrives to sort everything out, and I say, well, my hair's really thin. I'm going to do some extensions. Here they are. And she's like, do you have clips? And I was like, yes, of course. And she's like, have you sewn them in? I said, well, what are you talking about? Not realizing that with hair extensions, if you're clipping them in, you need to sew the actual clip to the hair extension, which is a process that takes a good 45 minutes, which she sat doing while I drank tequila.
Shucks. You have the right idea.
Yeah, no, not under pressure for time at all, you know. Now we've just got to do this.
Yeah.
But no, it all worked out nicely.
Fabulous. And then with your bridal parties, did you guys, again, because of time, did you have time to choose a bridal party? Did you just have best on both? What did you guys do for bridal party? Let's start with Joe.
So, yeah, when we actually decided or made the final decision to plan this wedding with 5 weeks to go, we were in Cape Town visiting my friend for her birthday, Dom. And we decided, well, let's keep our bridal party small for obvious reasons. Mm. Let's just keep it to avoid any animosity amongst other friends with our sisters, because Janine's also got a sister, and best friends only.
Fabulous.
So we kept it as that. We then just said, you know what, wear anything charcoal, black, whatever you're comfortable in, whatever style, as long as you're in a vaguely the same sort of color, we're happy.
Easy.
Like dream clients.
Oh, God. Open a bride school.
Well, people need to be comfortable. There's nothing worse than, you know, I'd imagine being a bridesmaid in like a floral pink puffy dress that you just don't like.
That you hate.
It doesn't suit you and it makes you look like a short dumpling. why would you want that for someone you care about? You
know? 100%.
So we sort of came from the stance of, you know, everyone needs to be comfortable. We're doing pumps and supergas, let them wear what they want to wear.
Yeah.
And it worked out so nicely.
Well, for Janine's bridesmaids, they were sorted within, I think, a week or two.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
3 days before neither of my bridesmaids had finalized their dresses. But yeah. Needless to say, they came together.
Yeah, it came together. Did you guys do a bachelorette party? Did you do a joined one because you're both ladies? Did you have like a kitchen tea?
We did nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, so nothing. I think it's because we did bring it forward so
quickly, yeah.
With only five weeks for our planning, and then I was in Durban for a good 3 weeks before that.
Right.
I don't think there was time for our bridesmaids.
Any extras.
But my sister and the bridesmaids did organise for us to, after the wedding?
Mm.
Yes. After the wedding, to go to Makaranga and have a full pamper session.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well deserved.
So much better than, I think, a night out on the town.
100%, that you need to like 3 days to recover.
Mm.
And then your rings, because obviously now, Janine, you had to get yours now ready for, or did you surprise her? What did you do for rings? Because you had yours. Did you use the same engagement ring and just add a band or?
Yeah, so we got quite practical again. Joe's mom, Jax, is very cool in the design and all of this kind of
fabulous
thing. So she found these rings that are just diamonds all the way around.
Okay.
And in order to make them fit onto both of our rings, we just got two each. So
we've
got one on each side of the engagement ring. So engagement rings are different and then bands are
so
the same.
So just going back to the engagement, after you were engaged, did you give an engagement ring?
Yeah, so you know, she said it was a race. Is I actually at
had
the same
also
time where she had the ring, I already had her ring as well. And was toying with a few ideas of, you know, hot balloons or, you know, what do I do? You know, I wanted to make it really special. She then beat me to the race, so then I
won.
Like,
no competition.
No. But then because she knew that it was just such a cool proposal, she waited a whole month.
Oh, so really? And
I
then you...
For a month, and then she nailed it. She just did everything perfectly. Just
really?
Exactly
what was
like
yours?
I would want. I'm very much a homebody.
Okay.
So she made me this exceptional dinner. We sat outside and she sort of read a 2 or 3 page story about how cool I am, which made me cry. And then got down on one knee and gave me the most beautiful ring ever.
Fabulous.
Stunning.
Just warms my heart. Any other questions, Kylie?
No, it's just in terms of your circle of friends, have you got any other couples that have got married that are same-sex couples that have endured difficulties doing planning a wedding?
Yeah, I think, but a number of years ago. You know, recently.
Not so much now.
No, recently I don't know of anyone who's getting married.
We definitely have to get two guys in.
Yeah.
Because I think the guys tend to struggle so much.
100%. And I think it's what Kylie's saying. With women, it's not really an issue. The guys have a really hard time. I know I had a couple last year who they actually weren't even planning on getting a planner, but because they were having such a hard time booking people and literally everyone from florist, to this, to that, to that. They just weren't getting any luck. And they said, you know, maybe somebody else should just make the calls or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they'll just kind of pitch on the
day. And I know when I've got same-sex couples, and it's generally men, I must be honest, we've done one. We've done one lesbian wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys, I literally have to phone the suppliers and say, are you okay? I've got this couple. They are, you know, they're gay, and are you happy with it? Now, I would say 3 years ago, it was like, but like the photographers and all of that, they've changed now, and it's not an issue. I must be honest, my first gay wedding, it was friends of ours, and Tombi and I were talking about it at breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
They were friends of ours, and when they did the whole you may now kiss your groom, it was weird to me, because it's just in public you don't generally see public affection, and it just, for me, it was strange. Now it's like, oh, whatever, you know.
Now it's a norm. 100%. I mean, for me, it's just I have no qualms with it. If you're going to pay me in money, like, let's do it. Like, Money is king. To anybody who's listening, I hope anybody who is a same-sex couple is inspired to actually get married. It's not as difficult as what it used to be. People are having beautiful weddings, intimate. People are having big weddings as well, even for gay couples. So it's not all small. There's no longer these boxes that people are confined to anymore. So I hope that Janine and Jolene have inspired you to take the plunge. I can't thank you enough for sharing your stories with us. I think we really, really enjoyed it. I hope our listeners enjoyed it too. Keep up with the conversation on social media, #WeddingCentral. Thanks so much. CliffCentral.com.